Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Strang Report. I'm Steve Strang, and today I have an interesting guest who's visited our office, and I took the opportunity to interview Dr. Charles Kelly from North Carolina about some leadership principles. So if you lead or if you aspire to be a leader, you're going to want to stay tuned and hear what he has to say.
Today's episode is brought to you by the Evangelical Christian Credit Union. What you believe matters and what you value matters, so where you bank should matter too. At ECCU, every dollar you spend or save is supporting ministry, like loans to churches and banking services for missionaries. Ask yourself, what does your current bank do with your money? If you don't know the answer or you don't like the answer, it might be time for a change. Visit www.eccu.org to see ECCU's competitive checking, savings, credit cards, and auto loans. That's ECCU.org. Or call 1-800-634-ECCU to learn more about how your money can build ministry.
Welcome back, and welcome to you, Dr. Kelly. We have
sort of
known each other for a long, long time, and of course I've been familiar with your work as district superintendent in North Carolina, where you experienced some fantastic growth during your tenure. Tell my listeners what happened.
Yes, well, I've invested 46 years of leadership in the North Carolina district, 22 of those years as secretary treasurer, then 24 years as district superintendent. I've had the privilege of seeing the district grow in number of churches from 90 to 310. So it's been a great journey. And no regrets for the 46 years of investment.
And now you're transitioning into a new ministry in which you're investing in leaders. Tell me about it.
Well, I believe for a long time that if you're going to be a leader, that leadership is not a position. It really is influence. In order to be a positive influence, then one must continue learning. So be a learner for a lifetime. And that is a principle that I've embraced and taught for a lot of years.
So tell me, what have you learned from this research that you're talking about? For example, what leader or what book has maybe inspired you more than others?
Well, I think one book that has really marked my life was Spiritual Leadership by J. Oswald Sanders. Even though it is now a number of years in print, I still believe that it should be read by every Christian leader. The principles embraced and is in the publication is absolutely incredible. So that would be a beginning point for a new leader.
Tell me the main point of the book, both to tell the listeners who will probably never read it or to inspire them to look it up on Amazon.
Well, I think if you take leadership from an influential standpoint, I think there are 21 references in the New Testament to spiritual leaders. 19 of those 21 would be character issues. So that is at the heart and center of the book by J. Oswald Sanders. It's the character of a leader. That is an absolute indispensable quality of leadership.
So define character as he does and as the book does.
Character, I think, in the book would be the formation of a person from the inside. Spiritual formation begins, I think, in childhood. It continues into adult life. It is the non-negotiable values that guides a person's life, both in their private life, in their public life, in their ministry, in their leadership. I have referred to those as non-negotiable values.
And that's true not only of Christian leaders, but as secular leaders. In fact, aren't we seeing the results of leaders who have no character and what happens when they are in positions of leadership?
Well, I think there is a decline in the value of those organizations. And the devaluing of those principles will always cause the organization not to succeed as well. The saying that suggests everything rises or falls on leadership. Now, a number of authors have talked about that principle. I think the lack of leadership, then the organization is at risk.
And tell us about this new organization and exactly what you're hoping to accomplish.
Eloise and I have formed a nonprofit called Leadership in Action, believing that leadership is not a position, it is more action. It's what one's life produces. And our intent was to influence as many young couples as possible to adopt principles of self-development, principles of character, establish the non-negotiables, and then to use the same teaching to help pastors and churches developing leadership and leaders within the local church.
Well, that's exciting. And one of the reasons why you came here to our office today was to talk to us about publishing a book on leadership, which I hope comes to pass.
Thank you.
It will help a lot of people, I believe. So give us two or three, just off the top of your head, things that people will find in your book. We'll create a little interest in it.
Well, I think one of the principles is what is called white space. And I had worked for a company and did the newspaper advertisements for that company. If your article had too much print and not enough white space, your article was rejected. I have applied that principle to life and living. As a leader, we must protect the white space of our life. I've defined that as this. There is an area of life that no one is allowed to enter except by permission. And that would be your family and your mentor, your closest friends. If we don't establish that white space, set some parameters, set some limits in life, then our time is demanded by other people. And we begin then to neglect those that are nearest and closest to us.
Well, that's a great principle, and it's something that most people never really get right.
I've watched too many not protect their private life to their own disaster. So I think it's a principle that can be applied not only to ministry, it's a principle that can be applied to business and all other areas of life.
Well, this is great. And of course, we could talk about this probably for hours, but we need to wrap up this podcast. Well, thank you for being with me today. And hopefully we'll create some interest in your book when it comes out. And
thank you, sir.
Six months or a year from now. So
it is an honor to sit with you, Steve.
Thank you for the privilege. And thank you for listening today to the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm Steve Strang.
Thank you for listening to the Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.